The morning of your life is the best time to build a fortress for your success. And soar just like the eagle. Join us today for insights, anointing, secrets, and the word that will awaken the giant in you and make you a pace setter. It's time to pick the best and be the best. The Eagle Hour with your host, Dr. DK.
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Eagle Hour, a program for those who have rugged determination to fulfill their destiny, a program for those who wish to learn the ancient secrets of beating the best and becoming the best. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank God for this program. Thank God because it has blessed so many lives. And it will bless your life as you continue to listen and practice the principles discussed therein. Bow down your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you for this program. We thank you for your grace and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Spirit of God. And we thank you for the anointing which breaketh yokes. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. And so, God of signs and wonders, visit us today. Lay your hands upon your people. Anoint us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Do great and marvelous wonders in our body, soul, and spirit. Minister to your children by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 We continue our series on Every Youth a Bible Student. Today, we're looking at the Bible and your future. The Bible and your future. It is always the nature of man to want to look into the future. However, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, looking into the future is sometimes not possible if you do not know where you are coming from. There is a book that is above all prophets. There is a book that is above all angels. The Bible stands between the past and the future. Everything happening now should prove to all that the plans of their lives are going on rapidly. Luke chapter 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. God's clock is going rapidly, little by little. The songwriter talks about little drops of water that makes the mighty ocean. God does not guess. God knows. In Isaiah chapter 42, from verse 8 to 9. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. In the same Isaiah chapter 46, from verse 9 to 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. This is beloved. All the prophecies of the Bible are infallible. Let us take a few. Noah's rain, Genesis 7:4. For yet 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And in Luke chapter 17, verse 27, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given the marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. That was the fulfillment of prophecy. The destruction of Nineveh. In Nahum chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departed not. The noise of a whoop, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and of the prancing horses, and of the jumping chariots. The horsemen lifted up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of slain, and a great number of carcasses. There is none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. Because of the multitude of the ordoms of the well-favored allot, the mistress of witchcraft, that selleth nations through her whoredoms, and families through her witchcraft. Behold, I'm against thee, said the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy scars upon thy face. I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdom thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile, and will set thee as a gazing stock, and shall come to pass that all they that look upon thee shall flee from thee, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek comforters for thee? It is a fact of history that Nineveh was destroyed. Babylon destruction. Another prophecy. In Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 37, and Babylon shall become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment, and hissing without an inhabitant. Jeremiah had died before this happened, but it happened. Tyre was eventually cast into the sea and became a fishing depot. In Ezekiel chapter 26 verse 1 to 5 and verse 14, and it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, because that Tyrus hath said against Jerusalem, aha, she is broken, that was the gate of the people, she is turning to me, I shall be replenished, now she is laid waste. Therefore thus said the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth its waves to come up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea. For spoken it, said the Lord God, it shall become a spoil to the nations. Verse 14. And I will make thee like the top of a rock. Thou shalt be a place to spread nets upon. Thou shalt be built no more. I, the Lord, have spoken it, said the Lord God. Tyre was eventually cast into the sea and became a fishing depot. The Jews suffered after pogrom, and of Hitler killed 3 million. Deuteronomy 28, verse 25, verse 37, verse 64 to 66. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee 7 ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thou shalt become an astonishment, proverb, a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and a failing of eyes, and soul of mind. Verse 66. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear thee at night, and shall have not assurance of thy life. This prophecy was fulfilled. Destruction of Jerusalem in Luke chapter 21, verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Jerusalem is still being trodden upon now. What does the Bible say about your future? What is going to happen? Do you think that things are going to continue like this? Jesus did not leave us in the dark. Of course, Jesus knows more about the world than everyone else. As written in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 16 to 17. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and is before all things, and by him all things consist. And in Psalm 90, from verse 2 to 4, before the mountains were brought forth, however, thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and said, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past and as a watch in the night. When the disciples went to Jesus and mentioned the temple, Jesus answered, warned them. So they went to him privately. They link both questions because they believe that only a series of people can destroy Jerusalem. Read your Matthew chapter 24. Jerusalem was indeed destroyed as prophesied by the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1 to 5, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And in 1 Timothy chapter 4, from verse 1 to 3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving it to seducing spirits and doctors of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and command you to abstain from meat which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. In May 1780, darkness fell upon the earth, was terrible. The next great events are the rapture and the second coming, and it will be visible. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. It will be visible. The rapture will be visible. It will be audible. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from 51 to 52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. It will be sublime and majestic. In Matthew 16, 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. It will resemble the scene of his ascension in Acts chapter 1, verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, while yet beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. Brothers and sisters, seven things will happen. One, there will be spheres of upheavals, according to Revelation 6, 14. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Revelation chapter 16, 18 to 20. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nation fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of Israel. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. But the righteous dead will raise to life. In John chapter 5, verse 22 to 29. Not will not at this, but the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. The righteous will be translated just like Enoch. The resurrected dead and translated living will have immortality bestowed upon them. For 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 53 says, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Romans 2:6-7 says, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds? To them who by patient continuous in well doing seek for glory and honor and immortality eternal life." The wicked who have persistently rejected all offers of divine mercy will be destroyed. And this is a very, very serious matter. And I want you to understand this very well. Talking about the Bible and the future. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 to 17. "And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every born man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said of the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. The great day of his wrath is come, and we shall be able to stand. And I saw heaven open, and behold the white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as the flame of fire, and his head were many crowns, and they had the name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with the vesture deep in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon the white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and blue. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that will teach you to smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of fire, and treasure the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of the Almighty. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh even written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heavens, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that he may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, and his sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the powers were filled with their flesh. The righteous will welcome their returning Lord with outstanding happiness. All the righteous will begin their journey to their heavenly home." I pray that you bring that number in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 14, from verse 2 to 3. "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. But where I am, there you may be also. Presently now, what is the lot of the righteous?" Ecclesiastes 8:12-13. "Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that he shall be well with all them that fear God, which fear before him. For he shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he careth not before God." Isaiah 3:10 says, "Say ye to the righteous, and they shall be well with you. They shall eat the fruit of their doings." Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12-13 is what we just read. The Bible says, "Say thank you righteous. So much for joining this program. Well with you. We expect you again next time. God bless you in Jesus' name." Let us share the grace of fellowship.
Be revealing to
the grace
many
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord through forever and ever.
Amen.
Seven girls, let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I pray that you will follow this book, you will understand this book, and you prepare yourself for what is about to come. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus.
In conclusion, understand that your life has messages to carry to people. The life that you and I live talks, gives a message to people around. One man said, your life is a gospel, the gospel book, and you write a chapter every day. You have only one time to cross this planet. What will you say when you are left? When your life is not given a clear sound, you confuse yourself and you confuse others. What type of sound is your life giving? Does your life help others to find God? Does your life help others to commit sin? Do some thinking as you conclude this Bible teaching. Ask yourself, what type of sound is my life giving? God puts us in this place as a light, and we showing the light. The light must not lead others astray. The light must lead others to Christ. Your life must obey the scriptures. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. In case you are listening to me and you are not born again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. But see what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You said that short prayer with me. I congratulate you. Thank you for surrendering your life to Jesus in this program. The Lord will continue to uphold and follow all our instructions. God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. As they pray these prayers, give them uncommon blessings. Give them uncommon testimonies. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. It is time to pray now. Say, oh God, arise and break every idol in my heart. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and break every idol in my heart. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and break every idol in my heart. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and break every idol in my heart. In the name of Jesus, yes, tell God to arise and break every idol in your heart. The idol of iniquity, the idol of laziness, the idol of sin, the idol of fornication, the idol of adultery, the idol of pornography, the idol of masturbation. Let God arise and break those idols in the heart. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Father, my Father, my Father, arise and defend your interest in my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father, my Father, arise and defend your interest in my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father, my Father, arise and defend your interest in my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father, my Father, arise and defend your interest in my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father, my Father, arise and defend your interest in my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my Father, my Father, arise and defend your interest in my life. In the name of Jesus, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, blood of Jesus, overshadow my heart in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my heart in the name of Jesus. Call upon the blood of Jesus, overshadow your heart. Call upon the blood of Jesus, overshadow your heart. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my heart in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my heart in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, overshadow my heart in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, oh God, appear in my dreams. and manifest your power. Oh God, appear in my dreams and manifest your power. Oh God, appear in my dreams and manifest your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thou power of spiritual laziness, I bind you and I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus. Thou power of spiritual laziness, I bind you and I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus. Thou power of spiritual laziness, I bind you and I cast you out of my life in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Father, I thank you for your grace, your power, your love and might. I give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. I pray that you continue to bless your children. You continue to open their understanding. Let not this book stand in judgment against us in the last days. Keep us standing by your power. Lay your hands upon all your children. Anoint them, visit them, give them divine encounters. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for joining this program. We'll expect you again next time. God bless you in Jesus' name.